Off the Ball. Rugby.
I question that theory. And I wonder, come the biggest games, whether it will be the undoing of Leinster, as in the end it was in the final. Because Toulouse are taking their game on.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball.
With William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Welcome to the Kickback. We have just seen Manchester City demolish Ipswich by 6-0 at Portman Road. It was Phil Foden who grabbed two of them in the first half. This was after chances had gone a-begging for Ipswich as well. Amari Hutchinson had fired over from a well-worked free kick routine. We'd also seen Darragh O'Shea nod a ball in towards Ederson, but City made hay from that point onwards. They were 3-0 up by half-time, even without Erling Haaland missing that opportunity. And Erling Haaland did find himself on the score sheet in the second half, adding their fifth. This was after Jeremy Doku had capitalised on a wayward ball from Jack Clark for Ipswich Town to make it four. And then James McAtee, one of the substitutes that came on for City in the second half, got his first Premier League goal. Vinnie Perth was watching it alongside me this afternoon. Far too easy on occasions for City. We flagged up beforehand that Ipswich had changed formation for this game. They'd gone with five at the back, bringing in Ben Godfrey, who was making his debut on loan from Atalanta. And it was a debut for him to forget, because time and again, he found himself having his pocket picked in that inside right channel.
Yeah, it was really good in terms of what City done. Look, I suppose from a tactical corner point of view, to explain it real briefly, Johnston was playing right wing back and Godfrey left wing back. And what City done is that they made a slight tactical change. They played Nunes as a right sort of winger, right back, who's getting forward. And that's allowed Foden come into that sort of number 10 position on the right. And on the left hand side, De Bruyne. And what he done was he ran in behind either Godfrey or Johnston at different stages. So he's linked up three or four times in the first half, and they've got two goals from him. And Foden has had that freedom to come into the number 10 position. He's arrived in the 6-yard box and scored two of the easiest goals he's scored all season. So Kieran McKenna will question his decision, I think, to play with a back three. I understand he lost Calvin Phillips out at midfield, and he probably felt he had to do something a little bit different, but it didn't work. And City were very, very good. As I said, slight change tactically what they do, but it was all too easy from De Bruyne, who's been finding his feet. In terms of his fitness, Guardiola has spoke this week about saying he's getting closer and closer to the right fitness levels, and he had a really good game, as did Foden again, who suffered a long season last year, then goes away with England, comes back, had a couple of niggles, but he's finding his feet. It's 6 goals in 6 games. That's exceptional form from him. And you know, we all write off Man City. I've always been afraid to do that, albeit I don't think they can win this league title. But it was City of old, albeit Ipswich just didn't put them under enough pressure today, albeit a couple of early chances. So really good day for Man City.
Ipswich, I guess, unlike other teams that City have played and City have come unstuck against this afternoon, they wanted to almost like sit so deep and pick City off where they could, and they only really had Delap as somebody as an out ball for them, maybe Amari Hutchinson from time to time, but they weren't going to ever get enough service from what was behind them. So it was, I don't know if the change in formation really was a great idea from Kieran McKenna. I don't think it was, like, when you're in that position, say, and you have changed position, and you've got a guy making his debut in defence, he's come in, played almost no football this season, Ben Godfrey at Atalanta, like, you can't necessarily whip him off and then change it, or do you? Do you have to be brave and see it isn't working and make that change?
Yeah, I think the third goal was the absolute killer for them. They were 40 odd minutes in, and he would have wanted to get half time and reset, and maybe then you can make the change. The challenge with Godfrey, and sometimes when you switch to a back three, nobody's sure who to pick up, particularly with City playing with Haaland up front. That's grand, one of the centre halves can look after him, but it's the two have nothing almost to do, and they're caught in half position. So a couple of times Godfrey stepped out 4 or 5 yards in front of the two centre halves behind him, which leaves a huge hole in behind him. And we seen Darragh O'Shea making a couple of blocks at that front post area when City got down that side. So it doesn't really work. Back trees can definitely work. We've seen teams had huge success with it, but it comes, and that comes over building of time and people understanding their roles and responsibilities. Ipswich certainly didn't have that sort of understanding today, so it was a risk and it didn't work. The flip side of, we see Lewis once or twice breaking for that great chance that the lap had. Lewis broke the cover of Kovacic and drove at them and put the lap in, and he done brilliantly to check inside the sliding Diaz, and Gadviel makes a big block. But that aside, yeah, there wasn't a lot. Mari Hutson, as you said, and the lap were the two sort of shining lights for the Ipswich side, but it didn't work for them tactically. I felt City were weak. They obviously have to challenge in with their goalkeeper. Diaz was coming back after 6-7 week injury, and they never put them under enough pressure. And you're at home, you've nothing to lose. I'd rather lose 2-3 nil or 2-3-1 by having a real go than being completely outplayed and losing 6-0.
Because far too often things are far too easy. Like, Manchester City have now found themselves in a position where they were able to play themselves into a bit of confidence and able to play themselves into a match whereby they thought maybe coming in it might have been 50-50. They'd seen what had happened to themselves against Brentford the week prior. Coming in here, they might think that something similar could happen. But so much space afforded to Kovacic, to Gundogan in midfield, and especially to De Bruyne as well, to make those two goals for Phil Foden.
Yeah, and you touched on it. Gundogan is now 34, and he had a very easy game today. Barely broke a sweat. He was sort of one of those two midfielders that were doing a defensive job, and he hasn't had to run back the way. And the football is easy when it's in front of him, and he hasn't had to run back. And that's where they've let them off the hook. Yes, they've lost one of their midfielders. Obviously, he couldn't play in Calvin Phillips today, but just let them off the hook a little bit. But you've got to give City some credit. You've got to give Guardiola some credit. He's changed slightly how they play, nothing major. But instead of inverting their right back, they've now said to him, like, get yourself forward. They've taken Foden was playing at different stages with chalk on his boots, and I don't think that suits him, that right wing. He's come into that inside number 10 position, and they've changed a couple of things they've done. We've seen, particularly in the first half, we've seen Haaland being sort of coming and showing for feet, and he's had 3 or 4 players higher than him up the pitch. That's a slight different way of playing. Haaland was quiet today. He still gets his goal, and he gets, as you said, his $500,000 in his back pocket on his new contract. So it's been easy. Edison wasn't tested today. He's able to build his confidence ahead of the PSG game during the week. So it's been a great day for City. Ultimately, Ipswich have made it a great day for them by not putting them enough pressure, but a really comfortable day for them.
You mentioned it a couple of times in commentary late on when he was still on the pitch, and all he got his goal. The service to Haaland is not necessarily what he would want it to be. For somebody who obviously is a born goal scorer, who thrives off finding the back of the net, he's found his 17th goal today of the season. He's done pretty well this season. He's got a new contract and all that, but still the final ball into him is lacking as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, I think and part of that is down to when City are at their very, very best, they created a huge amount of chances and he scored a huge amount of goals. Recently he haven't been at the best, and he has to find understanding. So recently, I remember doing a game with Nathan where it was against Leicester, and Savinho was the left winger at that stage, and you could start to see an understanding and a shape and a way of playing. Savinho stood one up to the back post, and Haaland headed where it came from and scored. And then you're saying, all of a sudden then he's thrown Doku into the team, and the tinkering from Pep, and some of it is enforced, I get that, but some of it isn't, has meant it's really difficult to find understandings. And City are never going to be a team that throw loads of balls into the box and he's getting his head on stuff and different bits and pieces. But I think he's suffering in terms of De Bruyne has been out of form, Foden has been out of form, he's chopped and changed his right winger, he's chopped and changed his left winger, and that's meant as a striker he's become a little bit, I wouldn't say frustrated, he's certainly not, and he has it in him to throw his arms around, but he hasn't. He just hasn't got enough service, and I think they're struggling to create enough chances for him, and they've got to change that, because he's your easy way of getting back out of this little bit of slump.
They're seemingly out of it now at this stage, you would think anyway, but they've got a massive week or two ahead of them. PSG in the Champions League on Wednesday. They've got Premier League games to come against both Chelsea and Arsenal in the next week or so. This is a huge period for City to actually try and reel in those teams above them, and the way they're going, it looks as if they are going to reel them in to some extent, and the extent is probably up for us to kind of guess.
Yeah, and it's one of them where you can say they've turned a corner on their back and they can have a really difficult month. Bad result against PSG, Chelsea and Arsenal could do them, and So then all of a sudden they're back to where square one. So they're in that no man's land where not every people are afraid to write them off and people are afraid to say they're back at it. So it's a little bit, we're going to find out about this team and we're going to find out about signings. They're about to spend a couple of hundred million.
Yeah.
So we'll find out where they are a little bit. But it's certainly a month that the top teams, top players will probably relish. And you feel like City... And the players will probably want the bigger games because then they look after themselves. The manager doesn't need to do a lot of team talks when they're playing against Arsenal or they're playing against Chelsea, and players will probably feel they've got criticised a little bit and they've a point to prove. So be interesting to see if they come out of this month unscathed, then Liverpool will be quaking in their boots. But it's a big ask to come out of this month with four wins or five wins.
For Ipswich, what do they have to change to stay up? Because they're not exactly marooned just yet. They're still level on points at Wolves. There's still teams above them that they can reel in and get out of that bottom three. But changes need to come, and I think they probably need a bit of reinforcement in midfield.
Yeah, certainly in centre midfield, they look like they're not at the level required. Albeit, I think Calvin Phillips is now starting to find his feet when he's playing for them.
Couldn't play today.
Morty in midfield doesn't look like that. He's at the level required, so they certainly feel they need midfielders in there. Go back to a flat back four, I would say, is probably the way forward from them, because O'Shea has done really well, and yeah, they're not too bad in Borges and O'Shea, two good centre halves, and you've got to get people closer to the lap. He attracts two and three defenders at different stages. He's been exceptional for them. He leads the line, big strong man, so they've got to get people beside him. Sammy Smolik is obviously a blow for them, and you can see where he thrives off of the lap. But I would say it's not necessarily in their hands. If Wolves sort of, they're starting to find their feet a little bit, but if they were to implode, that would really help them. But when you look at the teams ahead of them, I mean, it's bizarre. It's not Bournemouth, it's not Leicester, it's not Bournemouth and Brentford that you'd expect. It is Everton, West Ham, Manchester United, Spurs. It's really, really difficult. The strength and depth of this Premiership is huge at the moment. You've got Fulham, Brentford, as I said, and Bournemouth and Brighton and Forest all overperforming. Yeah. So it's a difficult season for Ipswich. Unfortunately, I would say them and the two teams below them are red hot favourites to go down.
All right, Finny Perth, it's been an absolute pleasure to spend the afternoon with you. Thanks so much for joining us on the Kickback.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Off the Ball. Rugby.
I question that theory, and I wonder, come the biggest games, whether it will be the undoing of Leinster, as in the end it was in the final, because Toulouse are taking their game on.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.